great leaders create visions. A vision is the image that a business must have of its aims and goals before it sets out to reach them. It is a bit like the old saying, if you don't know where you're going, then for sure you won't get there. Warren Bennis says of vision, to choose a direction, an executive must first have developed a mental image of the possible and desirable future state of the organization. This image, which we call a vision, may be as vague as a dream or as precise as a goal or a mission statement. In the early 1960s, John Kennedy had a vision of putting a man on the moon by 1970, and in 1969, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed there. In the 1980s, Sanford Weill had a vision of making American Express the leading investment bank within 5 years. IBM's vision at the time was still vaguer, to provide the best service of any firm in the world. Great leaders create visions. In Dynamic Administration, Mary Parker Follett, an American political scientist, wrote, "The most successful leader of all is the one who sees another picture not yet actualized. He sees the things which belong in his present picture, but which are not yet there." This description of Napoleon is by Louis Madeleine, his contemporary and biographer. He would deal with 3 or 4 alternatives at the same time and endeavor to conjure up every possible eventuality, preferably the worst. This foresight, the fruit of meditation, generally enabled him to be ready for any setback. Nothing ever took him by surprise. Perhaps the most astonishing characteristic of his intellect was the combination of idealism and realism, which enabled him to face the most exalted visions at the same time as the most insignificant realities. And, indeed, he was, in a sense, a visionary, a dreamer of dreams. For a vision to have any impact on the employees of an organization, it has to be conveyed in a dramatic and enduring way. Metaphor is often useful. A chicken in every pot is a standard off-the-shelf vision for a politician promising a program of rapid economic improvement. Jim Collins and Jerry Porras were largely responsible for a revival of interest in the visioning thing in the mid-1990s, with their best-selling book, Built to Last. It related corporate longevity to a company's vision and to its goals. The authors have been criticized for the fact that 17 out of the 18 companies they examined were American. The one outsider was Sony. Experience of corporate longevity is undoubtedly greater in Europe and Japan than it is in the United States. It would have been interesting if Collins and Porras had looked closely at the corporate experience of the visioning thing in those regions.